Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Hey guys, it's Carly from Blake Farm Outfitters, and we're all about equipping the modern farmer. Our team is Nebraska's go-to for precision planting, SurePoint liquid systems, Green Eye spot spray, and more. So whether you're considering an equipment upgrade, adding new tech, or just need a trained eye to service what you have, check us out. Creep on us at BoykFarmOutfitters.com and get connected with our team of experts. We're excited to help you find what's next. That's B-O-E-C-K FarmOutfitters.com.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break, sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so Bill, I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Monday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers in the wonderful Stone Building.
Stone.
At Stone.
But it's what like is Yellowstone.
But what's happening today?
Kevin Costner.
In Crate Machine Daddy today,
what's
Bill.
What's that? It's Mac and Cheese Monday.
Oh, good idea.
It's just Substance Monday. But I guess we're going to go back to, Steve. Better times. You walk in, he's just got a bunch of hot plates and boiling water, and you get a box of Kraft.
And you make it.
And you make your own good. Mac and cheese right there while you're waiting to do your banking.
Sticks of butter.
What's that? Sticks of butter and powdered flavored cheese.
You're going with the powder.
Powder seasoning.
Doesn't have Velveeta.
No Velveeta. Nope. No Velveeta at all. Just
that
the old school Kraft
rich people.
Out of the box. Remember the box?
Yes.
Steve?
I used to make it all the time.
I've probably done it, I don't know, a thousand times of it.
Fill you up for a whole day.
For a whole day. It's a thing of beauty. And remember you had to kind of get a little butter or something there, and
of butter.
And then you just put that powder in and whip it around like that, get it all mixed up. Oh, God, it was better times. Mac and Cheese Monday. So you come in, and he's got 12 hot plates set up. There's boiling water, so it's ready to go.
You got to make your own.
You make your own.
Like that.
Be cautious. It's going to be hot boiling water, so we're hoping
you can do it.
You can do it. You have enough space, and you just get here's a box, and then everyone, while they're waiting to get a loan or something, they make their own Kraft mac and cheese right there.
Have a little lunch.
Have some lunch right there.
Or snack.
Jake, did you ever make the old school?
Absolutely. Yes, we did.
In the powder?
Yes.
Yeah, the powder was the best.
100%.
Did you have the rigatoni noodles there?
I've had all the type of noodles there.
I like this one's just the regular noodles.
Yeah. That's fine.
But the box was great. You rip that baby open. And back in our day, Steve, we'd get them for like about 29 cents. 30 cents. It was like 30.
When you were a young single college guy.
That's what you lived on. Mac and cheese.
You lived
very healthy.
I'm saying that was something you might eat all three meals. Right. That might be it.
Or what I would do is have, this was horrible, but I did it. I would make macaroni and then have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
That'd be nice.
It's a lot of calories.
That's loaded up.
You need calories in college. I mean, so come on.
Yeah. So that would take care of 10 hours.
You're supposed to put a little butter and a little splash of milk in there.
Yeah.
Usually didn't have the money for milk. Didn't have that. So I had to use this little splash of water. So I just need
water worked.
Water worked. Just put a little water in there.
It's a sad splash.
It's a sad splash.
Water worked.
And then butter, again, that's, we have butter now.
Put a lot of butter.
Yeah, I made a lot of times with just a splash of water.
Did you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, it was okay.
It's okay. You're from Columbus. I had a little bit rougher, upbringings like that. I had to go through.
It's macaroni.
Mac and cheese Monday.
Mac and cheese Monday.
Oh.
12 boiling cup bowls of water right now.
Should be
Shindy, that's a good idea.
Fun day to head to the bank, Midwest Bank in Creighton. 464-5685, call or text as always. We're going to get to the polls in a second.
Love polls.
Now, we did mention early in the show that Ole Miss beat LSU 24-19. And I had a text come in that said that Lane Kiffin had an incredible quote in postgame about field storming. Mm-hmm. Now, they did not field storm. And this is why Lane Kiffin comments on that, saying he was proud of Ole Miss for not field storming. Here's Lane Kiffin post game after they had beat LSU on that.
Yeah, Lane, you kind of touched on it in your opening about the crowd not storming and what that means for maybe where this program is. But purely from the money side, I'm curious with what $500,000 buys you in the portal these days. Like, is that a conversation you have to have about the money side and how important it is?
Gets you half of one of their DBs.
Just even since you want it, since you're asking.
Yeah.
But I just think it says a lot of where we're at. You know, we lost down there, and LSU stormed the field last year against Ole Miss. Doesn't seem like that's supposed to happen. And then here, we beat them here, and we don't storm the field. So, good spot to be in.
Wayne Kiffin, post game.
That's a nice fire across the bow. That was one right across.
He's a master at it.
That was right. That was directly right at Brian Kelly.
He's a master at firing across the bow.
Yeah, that was
that's
a good.
Pretty, they do have some high-priced corners, LSU. Yeah.
But there is some truth to that. I know this. If Georgia would beat Alabama, there was going to be no field storming there. There wouldn't have been a field storming there. And I also do think that there's, if it's an epic deal, Tennessee would have. I think if they had hit that field goal against Georgia,
against Georgia.
They hadn't beat him for so long. And just the adrenaline, and it would have came on the last play. There would have been so much emotion. Mm. I think there would have been a field storming there. But when it's 500,000, that's.
So is Mississippi State storming if they beat Tennessee on Saturday?
It should. I hope so.
Here they come.
100, yes.
With the cowbells?
Yes, with the cowbells.
That'd be a loud storm. Yes. I know he went, but loud.
So I like both sides.
Yeah,
I like the field storm, and I like those, like, hey, we don't need a field storm. That's not where we're at with who we are.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that also. But there was a picture of the I think it was the Virginia State. I guess I sent to you, Jake, where they're on the goalpost.
Yes.
And the one dude falls off. He tried to walk down the goalpost, and they were shaking it, and he just biffs it. It was great to see. It was great to see.
The pain of celebration sometimes is rough. Okay, AP poll. New one is out there. We've had, obviously, some movement with some big wins and big losses this weekend in college football. No surprise, Ohio State still number one. 46 first-place votes. Oregon is second with 16
Big Ten
first-place votes. The stool is still fine with Ohio State being number one overall, right?
Yeah, but I wouldn't also, when it comes to wins, the best win on the board is Oregon at Penn State.
Yeah.
So you see what Texas looks like now, and that was at home. And Washington, going to Washington, is not as big as going to Happy Valley. So the biggest win on the board, so I would be okay if Oregon was one for that.
Ohio State Oregon matchup.
Yeah, who do you like straight up?
I got to see more. That's
Oregon's
a nice
better offensively. I mean,
they appear to be better offensively than Ohio State.
Might shut them down though. That's the thing.
Number three, Miami did not play this weekend. They will, of course, play Florida State this weekend.
Yes,
big game there. They're number three. Ole Miss up to number four. They went from 13-4 with that win over LSU this weekend.
Wow, 13-4.
Yes, they jumped nine spots.
I've never seen a jump that big. No, I've never seen a jump. I've seen a jump that big when it goes from unranked to 15th or something.
They jumped from 13th to 4.
Okay.
27 first downs against that defense.
Okay, who was third again, Jake?
Miami's third.
Yep. Okay, so the top. So we got two Big Tens. We got an ACC at third. And the first showing of an SEC team is Ole Miss.
I'm curious about this. Oklahoma did not play this weekend. They're up to fifth. Now, they have no John Mateer for at least 2 or 3 weeks also.
Is A&M right behind them?
A&M's at six, yep. Penn State, seven. Indiana is at eight. Nine is Texas, and 10, Alabama returns to the top 10.
I don't disagree with anything. I mean, it's not like, oh, wow, that's way out of whack. No,
it's fine.
Not way out of whack at all, so it's really good.
Florida State drops 10 spots from 8th to 18 with their loss to Virginia. With the epic field storm, of course, you just mentioned in the last segment.
Ouch.
But, yeah, I'm curious. Oklahoma's got like, well, we're fifth, but what do we do now without our potential Heisman Trophy winning quarterback, which won't get the Heisman because he's going to miss 3 games.
I don't know.
You got to hope you have a good backup there. I don't know who they have.
Elko pulled at Brian Kelly. Did you see that?
No.
He chastised the media for asking negative questions after they beat Auburn.
I did not see that.
He went full Brian Kelly.
It was like, 16-10 that they won? And there were some, what?
They're asking about the offense. And he said, why don't you ask about this, and this? He goes, I don't mean to sound like somebody else, but he went full diatribe. Right. It was, I don't know. It's fine. It's interesting to me that that's happening, but it made sense. They must be, I don't know, they must be pretty good.
Yeah, they're pretty good. Yeah. They are pretty good.
I like those top two. I like the top two. It looks like the top two are, there might be a little drop off after that.
I'll tell you what was remarkable when we talk about remarkable for LSU was that Arkansas went up and down the field. They have a chance, Arkansas, to win the game. They're at
against
the,
LSU?
Against Ole Miss.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago, there.
Oh, 2 weeks ago.
They were at the 20-yard line going in to win. It was like 41-35. They had like 500 yards of offense, Arkansas did, against them.
Hmm.
LSU couldn't do anything.
No, they're not.
I mean, anything.
Nussmeier.
And I'm on the Nuss bus. You knew that. Yeah. It's not yeah. going well. And like I said, they end up going, if they, being LSU, 9-3 this year, which could happen. Their schedule's a little rough yet coming up. And, you know, look, there's bold. It could happen. It could definitely happen. Bolt.
Yeah, I think Nussmeier is hurt. They've talked about some kind of oblique.
Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. Hair loss is not just about hair. It's about how you feel when you look in the mirror. Hims helps you take back that confidence with access to simple, personalized care that fits your life. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. There's no hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real personalized care on your schedule. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your free online visit. hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Featured products include compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Injury.
And also the big conversation.
I don't know if it's oblique.
It's O-line also. Yeah. They've had some major issues with the O-line.
They're not moving it. And then their defense got torched. Yeah. So I thought, oh, God, look at their – who are you waving at?
David.
Oh, David.
From Renew.
They're I kept saying to Greg, watch LSU's defense. It's incredible. And Ole Miss kept getting first down after first down after first down. So they're not in great shape on either side of the ball right now.
We talked off air about this. It could be the greatest story in college football history, maybe.
What's that?
If Trinidad Chambliss makes it to the finals of the Heisman. And there's a chance right now.
Oh, great chance.
Great chance that he gets invited
to
New York City. Could you imagine that? Division II transfer backup quarterback all of a sudden is in New York. And it's right now, I would bet with that happening, he could actually win it.
Yeah.
He could actually win it.
Great story.
Because right now there's no one. You say, well, you know, last week was what? It was Mendoza, right? It was heavy for Mateer. Now he's injured.
Moore's got to be in that conversation.
Dante Moore got himself in the conversation big time. With that last thing, and he's a second year, right? He's a redshirt freshman, isn't he?
He came from UCLA.
Yeah. I think he's a redshirt freshman. Yeah.
I'll look that up while
maybe he's in his third year.
This is why I love, though, again, if I could told you, like, even 3 years ago, hey, let's fast forward to 2025 where NIL's rampant, the portal's rampant, and these are ranked teams. If I told you in 2022 that these teams in the time of NIL would be ranked, you would say, shut up, Jake. If I told you, Jake. Indiana.
Yeah.
Is ranked 8th. Vanderbilt is 16th. Georgia Tech's been down for a while. They're 17th. Virginia, we just mentioned, they've sucked historically. They're 24th. Illinois is 22nd. They've been good the last 2 years, but 3 years ago, you wouldn't have expected that. These are teams that you thought would be dead in the era of NIL. They're not. They're good. They're ranked.
There's so much great quarterback play. The quarterback for Virginia, who's been like at 7 different schools.
Chandler Morris.
He's the, you know who that is, don't you? That's the son of fired Chad Morris. That's his son.
Gotcha.
Chad Morris was fired where?
That's SMU, right?
No, he was at Arkansas.
Oh, okay.
That's
right.
But anyway, he went from SMU to Arkansas.
Okay.
But my point is, it's like, watch him play. I mean, he's remarkable. Dude, he's playing so well.
Dante Moore is a sophomore, and I believe a third year sophomore.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think what he did was he went to UCLA, transferred to Oregon,
sat
a year, was a backup. Maybe he played some last year. He was the backup last year and then went from there.
But oh, he's a beauty.
Oh, he's something. There is so much elite quarterback play. Turn it on and watch it. There is some quarterback play just like, oh,
guys
wow.
you don't think of either.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Guys you don't think of.
Pavia.
Tip's favorite, Diego Pavia.
Let me get his stats real quick, Sip, because he's had a great year so far.
He's playing at a clip of no other, Steve.
Did they play Bama this week?
Yep.
Here's Diego Pavia, Sip, your favorite guy in football. Has 1,200 yards passing, 13 touchdowns, and 3 picks on the season.
Not bad.
It's pretty good. What's he have for rushing?
He has 48 carries for 294, leads the team in rushing yards. Jeez. 48 carries,
okay, 294 that's not good. Yards. That tells me right now Vanderbilt can't be, they're not going to be a major factor.
Oh.
If he's
say
their,
that again.
If he's their leading rusher.
He has right now 48 carries for 294. The another guy has 46 Bama. Carries for 243.
I mean, that's not many
Where do
yards.
They play Bama?
At Bama.
They win that, and then it's okay. Here we go.
Vanderbilt. Let's see where Vanderbilt. Yeah, they play at Bama this weekend. That's ABC 2:30 kickoff.
It's the game of the week. Then they have Vanderbilt's the game of the week.
It starts to get real for Vandy. Now we'll see if they're legit because their next four games will tell us the whole story. Mm-hmm. Alabama bye week. They host LSU, winnable game.
It is.
Then it's they winnable. Host Missouri, ranked Missouri, but still
winnable.
It's at home.
Yeah, still winnable. Yeah.
Then they're at Texas. I mean, this is a four-game stretch. Are winnable. You for real, Vanderbilt? You're 5-0.
Yeah. If they go 3-1, it won't affect them at all.
2-2 would be
okay. 3-1 would be masterful.
Yeah. LSU, you got to watch that whole situation. They look like they're in disrepair to me.
Yeah, things don't look good.
No.
No. And because they've had things have not been rolling at all.
No, their offense is bad, and then they got blown up a little bit, their defense. So I'd be worried if I were Kelly.
So if Vandy goes 3-1 on that stretch, that'd put them at 8-1. Their last three games are not horrible. I mean, they host Auburn, winnable game, home against Kentucky, and at Tennessee. That's a tough game, obviously, there, but there's legitimately in the playoff conversation right now as we enter October.
There's a lot of teams. Another potential out there, Auburn. I mean, is he going to stick around? His
Hugh Freeze.
His record is way worse than some that have been fired.
Auburn could open. Hey, Auburn could open.
They can't. They being Auburn, they really can't get a first down.
Are you?
They cannot get a first down. The defense playing pretty solid. They cannot get a first down. It's horrendous watching it.
So Jackson Arnold's not working.
No, it's not working out at all. They can't protect him. It's not working out at all. What's the rest of their schedule, Jake? I mean, Auburn is in dire straits. I think they're 2-2 right now. I mean, they
scored 10 points.
Scored 10 points. And then they couldn't score against
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. But Oklahoma, they're talking about, well, Mateer didn't play well. Well, he hurt his thumb in the first quarter and still played.
Jackson.
Auburn is off this week. They will host Georgia next week. Then they will host Missouri after that.
Not good.
Then they will head to Arkansas.
Win.
Host Kentucky.
Win.
Head to Vanderbilt.
Tough one.
Tough.
And then they'll host Mercer.
Okay.
And then they'll close hosting Alabama.
Just remember, Mercer means nothing, and really Kentucky means nothing. Kentucky's in Arkansas. They're the two dead last teams in the league.
Are we sure Brian Kelly's going to be okay if they lose four?
This is Auburn.
I know. Yeah. I'm going back to LSU.
Okay. It'd be ugly because this was their year. You know, what was Penn State verbiage this year? If not now, when?
Right.
Right. If not now, when? And the one thing I took away from the Penn State game, whether they get in the playoffs or not, which they probably still will, is you look at it and you go, okay, they get in the playoffs. Can they win at all?
They don't look explosive.
They do not look like they could win at all. They can make a deep run and win. You don't see that.
I thought they solved now, they're playing Oregon. Oregon's really good. Maybe they'll be able to throw it downfield against people.
And Oregon is. That is. But at home. And that because what home does is real simple. It makes it very hard for their team's offense, for the tackles, for the loud, for the snap count. That's where it's hard. It's
Oregon handled it pretty well.
They handled it really well. Really, really
Dante
well.
Dante Moore's very calm.
It looked like he wasn't even sweating.
He's very calm.
He looked like you looked at him, it was like going, like I said, just watch the quarterback play when you go around. There's 25, 30 quarterbacks playing elite football right now.
Moore's very accurate, and he can take off.
Yeah.
He's not a great runner. He's not like Vince Young.
The one thing you kept seeing across the board throughout the week was this weekend was what? Athletic quarterbacks.
Yep,
plays with feet when the coaching was over. You saw a lot
Dante
of that.
Dante Moore did a lot of
did
that.
Did a lot of that where it's like, oh, wow. Oh, wow. That just changed us.
You know, late in that game, Aller actually used his feet pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
He's so slow, but he's a big dude.
Lumbering out there.
He's a big dude, and he lumbers and falls forward, and he got some huge gains.
And then one of the narratives, which is just makes it interesting now because of the loss, is that there's a lot of conversation. Prabula. Is the right guy our quarterback? Because Prabula is definitely more athletic, mm-hmm. and he's throwing it just as good as Aller is, and he's playing in the SEC. So it's not like
the wrong guy.
He didn't go to the Mountain West. He's in the SEC playing, and they look real.
Yeah.
They look real. So there's a lot of that question going on right now. Today's a tough day at Penn State, and they got to get on a plane, and then they're going to beat UCLA by 40. And I don't even know what's going on. UCLA couldn't beat Northwestern.
Aller, he threw a pick in that game. He threw a pick in the national championship game. Did he throw another pick to end a game last year?
There was another one they talked about the other day. Yeah. I don't remember. But those last two picks, that's all you get remembered for.
It was a bad throw, too.
It's a bad throw.
It was just a bad throw.
It might have been worse, the one he threw against
Notre Dame.
Might have been worse, but... You know, and that was a play too. Was well thought out. They knew, hey, we're going to run this right out. You know, when we get out there, we're going to run first. They were discussing what play they'd want to run. You know, while they're talking to the OC during that time, this play we're going to run and just take the check down. Didn't do it.
Game over. Yeah. Before we get to break, the three words you don't want to hear in IT are what, Bill?
I've been hacked.
Ugh.
Will
shiver down the spine.
Crap.
Avoid being hacked with our friends at Applied Connective Technologies in all 93 counties of the state. 99.7% retention rate. They manage all things IT and cybersecurity. And you get a free consultation for all that at AppliedConnective.com.
And they're everywhere.
They are,
Steve,
everywhere.
They're everywhere. Jake, they're everywhere. They're building just like there's just dream teams everywhere. It's like the Olympics. It's like when Jordan and Magic got together.
Do you worry about complacency?
I don't. I would think that's a great question until you meet Will. Then all of a sudden, like, there's no complacency. Press on.
Don't be complacent.
He's the Nick Saban of cybersecurity.
Yeah, Saban never got complacent.
No. Saban, like, no, we're good. We're cool.
Winning is fun, isn't it?
Winning's fun.
That's what Will says.
Yeah.
Did you see those guys in the whiteout suits for game day?
They all wore
white suits. But for some reason...
McAfee
wore a yellow one. I wonder what that was.
It was like the reason pudding color.
Yeah, kind of a vanilla pudding, more of a tapioca. Yeah.
We'll check that. When we come back...
You don't say the word tapioca much.
No.
When we come back, head scratchers next on Early Break in the Ticket.